Zok the Hilge Mishnah Vayter Masechtes Peah Perik Zayin Mishnah Gimel. So we already discussed the mitzvah of peret. Quick reminder: the Torah Kedusha says a feret karmachal loisalaket loani v'lageret hazif oisam. When grapes fall from your vineyard, don't gather them. Loani v'lageret, for the poor and for the ger, you should leave them. The word parrot is like from the word prat, specific. Klal is general, prat is specific. Parrot means an individual grape, separate grapes. So when you're plucking the clusters of grapes, and one grape falls or two grapes fall, you have to leave it for the ani. If three fall, then you can take everything, like we see by many of the matnas ani. Again, what is parrot? Individual grapes, one or two grapes that fall as you're taking off the cluster from the vineyard. Is that peret? What is peret? Hanoisher, grapes that fall. Noisher means that falls. Bishas habitzira, during the time that we pluck the grapes. Cutting grapes is called bitzira. The cutting of olives is called mesika, by the way. The cutting of grapes is called bitzira. Now, hoya bitzer, somebody was cutting the grapes, and akats esa eshka, he cuts off a cluster of grapes. Huzbach ba'olim, and then it got tangled in the leaves of the vine. Husbach means to get, like, tangled in. Sometimes in Eretz Yisrael they say, on a complicated thing, it's mesubach. So the grapes got tangled in the leaves of the vine, and nafal miyad el aretz. And it fell from his hand to the ground, v'nifrat. And some individual grapes broke off from the cluster. Zakta Mishnah, if the Aniyim want to take this, they have to wait. Not yet, not these. Harehu shel balabayis. These separated grapes belong to the owner. They're not considered peret, because why did they fall? Grapes that belong to the Aniyim fell because of the cutting, because of the harvest. When you're going to pluck off clusters of grapes, some individual grapes are going to fall. But this fell for a different reason. This fell because the cluster got tangled in the other leaves. And that's why here you shall bal habayis. Zakta Mishnah Vayter. Now we're going to have a case of a person who's trying to avoid the mitzvah of peret. He thinks he's avoiding the mitzvah of peret, but he's not. He has a plan, but the reality is he's taking away something which the Torah says belongs to the poor people. Let's see our Mishnah inside. Hamaniches haKalkala, and therefore trying to avoid the mitzvah said HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us, which bring only bracha, but there's always someone who doesn't understand that. So Hamaniach, he placed, as a kalkala, a basket, tachas hagefen, underneath the grapevine, b'shashi baitza, when he harvests the grapes, when he cuts the grapes. This way, any grapes won't fall to the ground for the aniyim to take, but it'll fall into his basket. Zakta Mishnah reza goizel esu aniyim. He's robbing the poor. Al zen emar, about this the pasuk says, al tasek gvul oilem. Don't violate. Gvul means the boundary. Oilim, remember we had this beforehand? Remember where? Which Mishnah was this pasuk quoted? It was in Perik Hey, Mishnah Vav. You remember how we touched oilim then? One pshat was oilim referred to the people that are poor, that actually went down from their money. Why are they called oilim? Oilim means going up. It's a lashon of kavod. It's a lashon of, like sometimes we say to a person who can't see, a saginor, he sees a lot. But we mean the opposite. And some say Oilem refers to Oilem Mitzrayim. Don't change the Azores of the Torah that were given to those who came out of Mitzrayim. This is why Yidden are Yidden. Either way, this person is making a mistake. He thinks that because he puts the basket there and they don't hit the ground, they don't belong to the Aniyim. But it's not true, explains the Batanur. The fact that they land in the basket doesn't mean they're yours. They still belong to the Aniyim. Because the mitzvah of peret goes into place as soon as the grapes separate from the cluster of grapes. Even when they're in the air, it already belongs to the aniyim. So by you putting the basket there, you're not avoiding the mitzvah. So in other words, we're not just saying that it's not right what he's doing. We're saying it's outright geneva. It's not yours. So chazing over our Mishnah, we learned that peret refers to grapes that fall b'shas habitzira. And like leket, if one or two fall, it belongs to the poor. If three fall, he can take all three. That's how these matnas in the work. But it has to be that it fell during the actual cutting process. If what happened was, as he takes the cluster, it got tangled in the leaves of the vineyard, and therefore some grapes fell off, it does not belong to the poor people. Mishnah also told us that in the normal harvesting of grapes, as soon as a grape falls off, even while it's mid-air, it already belongs to the poor person. Therefore, if someone puts a basket underneath to catch the grapes, he's not avoiding the mitzvah of peret, he's stealing from the poor people.